This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's welcome aboard David Dusek, senior writer, golf raider for Golf Week, joins us now, as he does before pretty much each and every major. David, good morning. Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes.
What's up, Dave?
Hello, friends. How are you?
Good.
Hello, friends.
Exactly.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
David, you look at it anytime. I mean, we know how great of an event Augusta is, how well-run it is. When you look at this field, obviously, there's a number of ways you can go. You know, Rose, Johnson, McIlroy, Koepka, Thomas. I'll ask you this. Which of the, top 15, top 20 golfers, are there a couple guys that you're really concerned going into today's action that you don't think they'll be around on Sunday?
Well, as far as not being around on Sunday, I think all the big names are going to be around on Sunday. When you think about it, there's 44 in ties make the cut here, and we only have 87 players. And there are a bunch of guys in here, all due respect, they're really not in contention, yet they're going to be teeing it up. Sandy Lyle, I don't think, is somebody we really have to worry about making a bolt up the leaderboard. So as far as making the cut, this is the easiest major in which to make the cut. But going back to your original idea, Brooks Koepka is the guy that right now I'm concerned about. He's lost a bunch of weight. He basically came into the media center the other day saying that he'd been on a diet where he'd been restricting himself to about 1,800 calories a day. And that, in turn, made him a little bit sick, and he's lost distance. He says he's lost about 10 to 15 yards of distance with his driver right now. And the golf course is wet. We had a lot of rain on Monday, lots of rain on Tuesday. I haven't been out there yet. They won't let us on the golf course until 8 o'clock. So immediately I'm about to, when I leave you guys, head out there. But it's going to play soft, and it's going to play really long. And the last thing that anybody would want to do is give up yardage off the tee and distance. So I'll be very curious to see exactly what we get with Koepka. He's the last group today with Jordan Spieth and Paul Casey. Among the real chalk golfers that we've got, he's the guy that I'm most concerned about.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. Just one more thing that you just mentioned about Koepka. Now, he's a guy that, everybody was talking about, the difference in him as far as what last year, the muscularity of this guy and all that stuff, and the thicker arms that you don't normally see, and, wearing the tight Nike polos and stuff. He just wanted to change, what's the main reasoning behind this?
Well, he was sort of coy about it and played around with it. He said he had some blood work done and gave the impression almost that he was sick, but the word out is that he is going to be appearing in a body issue of a magazine and posing, and he wanted to look cut.
Right.
So we tried to lose some weight, and it's not a smart move.
Right.
Well, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
All right. When you, everyone's talking about Rory and Ricky. And we know how good of a year Rory's had this year. What about those two in terms of, you think they're going to be right there on Sunday with an opportunity to put the green jacket on?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, not to sort of jump ahead to maybe a question you guys were going to ask, but Rory McIlroy has been my pick. I think there's nothing you can see in his game right now in terms of the shots that Augusta National demands that you be able to pull off that he doesn't do really well. He's the best driver of the golf ball on the planet right now. And distance-wise, he just pummels it. The best club in his bag is his driver. He's an elite iron player. And he's having, statistically this year, one of the best putting seasons he's ever had. So coming in, He's been able to contend. His trouble historically has been that he will blow up in one round, and he's shot numerous rounds, high 70s. And obviously you can't win here if you shoot a 77, 78, or a 79. That's just not going to happen. But I think mentally he's in a great place. I think it was fantastic for him to win earlier this year at the Players' Championship, an elite field, very hard golf course. He did well, although he sort of laid a little bit of an egg against Tiger Woods in the match play, but he did well in his other matches. He really steamrolled some really good players. So there's, to me, nothing not to like about the way that Rory McIlroy has come into this championship, and he, I think, is clearly the man to beat in what is otherwise, I think, a really even, very heavily high-stacked field.
You listen to Taz and Moose. Right now our special guest is David Dusek, senior writer, Golf Week. Hey, Dave, so, who would you say needs to have, a really good showing this weekend the most? Which guy? We know you're picking Rory.
I think it's important that Jordan Spieth play well here. I mean, historically, he has done exceptionally well here. He has won it. He has come in second twice. He has come in Last year he finished and made a real charge at Patrick Reed, put a scare in him, shot a 64, and finished third behind Fowler and Reed. And he's been struggling, to be honest with you. But this is sort of a magical place, and not to get all Walt Disney on us and everything like that. It's one of those things when a lot of guys, and Phil Mickelson's had this for a long time, when they drive up Magnolia Lane, something just flips, and they can have a bad season or an indifferent season, and all of a sudden they show up at this place, and parts of their game that maybe were failing them come together. My concern is he going to be long enough off the tee and good enough with the driver, which has been real trouble for him, to be able to keep up with some of the guys who are going to really pump it out there and make a lot of birdies, guys like Bubba Watson and Dustin Johnson, and we can talk about other guys, John Rahm, for example. They're going to get theirs, especially if the golf course is soft and they're able to play a little bit more aggressive. Spieth is going to hit longer clubs into those greens. He's putting better. The putting touch that made him famous back in 2015 when he won a couple of majors and was player of the year is coming back. But I think this is a big thing. If he can play well and, if he can win, obviously that's great. But if he top fives, it gives Spieth a little bit more swagger going into the rest of the season. And before you know it, we're going to be right back home. We're going to be at the PGA Championship in about a month at Bethpage. And the season's going to go fast. And I think this is a big one for Spieth.
All right. You mentioned you like Rory to win it. Who do you think ends up, being his biggest challenge? I mean, if you had to, formulate, your top five on Sunday that have got an opportunity back nine at Augusta, David, where are you leaning behind Rory?
I think the other two guys that really push him are Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson. I think Justin Thomas has come here. He made a little bit of a putter switch back to the one that he won with at the PGA Championship a year and a half ago. I think that he is somebody who has, again, all the tools, not quite as much experience, but he does have a major victory. I think that goes a long way. He said that he's looking to play a lot more aggressively. He doesn't want to be too careful around Augusta. He wants to be respectful of the golf course, the nuances and the difficulties that are out there. But he's going to go for his, and I think that's a really good way to sort of approach it. And Dustin Johnson's a guy, again, who prodigious length off the tee, has been in all these situations before. It's hard not to like his chances. He's putting better over the last couple of seasons. For him, it all comes down to wedge play and short game. If he is somebody who is able to control the distances on his wedges, put himself in the right position so he doesn't have to make a lot of great putts and takes advantage of his length off the tee, he's another one of those guys where it's hard not to think that he doesn't play a role on Sunday.
All right, what about Phil and Tiger? Always the classic question. Do you think either of those two are in contention on Sunday?
I think it's possible that they end up getting backdoor top tens. Phil Mickelson won earlier this season at Pebble Beach, and he's won here three times. I think he would love to get a fourth green jacket and tie Tiger Woods as far as the number of Masters wins. But it's difficult for me to sort of see his – he's going to have to scramble around a lot. If Mickelson is able to keep it in the fairway and not rely on his scrambling to save pars, but is able to give himself more birdie chances, he's putting very well. As far as Tiger Woods goes, again, we haven't seen four good rounds of golf from him in one event since he won the Tour Championship last year. Now, that he hasn't played tons and tons of golf since then. The best iron player right now statistically in the world is Tiger Woods. That's great. But, again, he has to hit fairways. He can recover around here, and he needs to set himself up for birdie chances. He can't be scrambling around looking to make a lot of 6, 8, 10 footers to save par. Those are the kind of distances he wants for birdies.
All right, David, I got one more before we ask you about the menu down there at Augusta National. We know you got to run. Of the group of, like, the Finau, Fleetwood, I'm in a Masters pool, right? Of those type of guys, you look at Finau last year finishing the top 10 after dislocating his ankle in the par 3 competition.
It's amazing.
Which is remarkable when you think about it. Where do you think of those, of that grouping of golfers, the Matt Kuchars of the world, who do you think ends up having a really good tournament here?
I like Paul Casey in that group.
You do?
I mean, I do. I think Casey is one of those guys, if you're somebody who's into fantasy golf, if you're in a pool and you want to go into sort of the B group, I mean, aside from the Dustin Johnsons and all that kind of group, the Rory McIlroys, Paul Casey is somebody to me who's a veteran player. He won earlier this year on a really hard golf course at the Valspar. He has played in back groups before and late in the day on Saturdays and Sundays. He is somebody who, talent-wise, should have won a major at this point. He went through a slump, has got it back. He is an elite player. His trouble has been closing the deal. So if you're looking to get points or looking to get a little bit of value out of a player that's not quite at the very top of the pool, I think Casey's your guy.
Hey, Dave, last one for us, bro. The most important question you're going to get out of anything and anybody that talks to you, my friend. Okay, meals on tap. What do we got going on in Augusta? What are we eating? What's the story?
I have become a fan. I mean, the pimento cheese thing.
Yes,
is,
I remember last
the guy
year,
from the Northeast. Yes, yeah, I yes. can't do the pimento cheese.
You can't do
egg
it, huh?
Salad is no joke. That is a strong, and I'm not a huge fan of egg salad. That one is really stout. I stay away from the sweet tea because that's like basically just drinking sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
You're going to be bouncing on. But they do have a nice imported beer selection here.
Really?
I've been going a little bit more with the Blue Moon. It's a little fruity.
Ooh,
a little
that's fresh. Nice. Fruity. Slice of orange?
Yeah. They give you the orange thing, and of course you get the commemorative cup and imported beer for $5, sandwiches for $2. I don't think even I wouldn't put it past myself. I don't think you can eat $20 worth of food in a day at Augusta National.
That's amazing, right? That it's not a ton of money.
Yeah,
that's great.
What does the egg salad sandwich go for, like $1.50?
Egg salad, I think it's about the sandwiches are $2. All the snack things are like $1.50. Soda is $2. Bud Light and Coors are $4, and then Stella and Blue Moon are $5.
Oh, I'd be pounding beers, man.
Oh, you and basically the three quarters of the field of the guys here. Let me tell you, along about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a hillside going up on the side of 10, and you see guys spread out there like beach sturgeon. I mean, it's just not a good look.
Hey, David, we appreciate it. Head out to the course. Thanks for the time this morning. Enjoy the tournament, all right?
Have a good time, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.